When the people have sleeping porches, but we haven't got any.
What's
a sleeping porch? It's just a porch on your house that you have screened in part of the way, you know, where the air can come in, and you have beds on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just made to sleep on when it's hot weather. That is for a cooling system got around.
Did y'all have one when you were growing up?
Mm-mm. No, we didn't have one. You had a pretty big house to have a sleeping porch on.
Did people, the sleeping porch was just used during the summer?
Well, some of them wasn't, some of them wasn't. Some of them were fixed where they'd have a way of shutting it down the windows, you know, putting a, well, I guess you'd call it a blind in a way. It would roll down and fasten and the air wouldn't come in. They could use it in the winter. But it was made mostly for summertime sleeping.
Mm-hmm. When you say a blind, what do you mean?
Well, a shade, you might call it, a window shade.
That's the same thing?
It's a window blind, yeah. That's just a slang word for it.
That thing with solid material that you pull down, or is it slats or what?
Well, now, I never had one. I just have seen them. Some of them just would be slats, could be slats, or it could be made with this material that air won't go through that, but you can kind of see through it, but I just don't know what that's fixed out of.
You said y'all had a fireplace.
Oh yeah.
The part that the smoke goes up through.
Yeah, chimney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about that part on the floor?
The hearth.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember cooking on that?
Well, I remember, I have cooked in the, on the hearth in the fireplace, baked potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Or boiled something, set it close enough on the coals and far. Now, that was my mother's house, you know, when I was really at home. Since I married, I have never done anything like that. But when I was just growing up, my mother would do things like that. Of course, we'd help her.
What would y'all cook it in? Cook the things in? If you didn't set them directly on the coals?
Well, you'd have to set them directly on the coals or up on the log that was burning. A pot made of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had iron tea kettles, they call it. They'd boil the water in.
Mm-hmm.
And you could set that on your, either pull out some coals or have two logs of burning, you know, that was stout enough. You could set it up on them logs and it'd get hot. And that was all back in my young days, of course.
How'd you get the tea kettle out of the
spot? Yeah, you just took a big claw. It had a handle, you know.
Uh-huh.
Come across it that like that. Raise your hammer up and get a big heavy call. Take it loose. It seemed to me like when me and my husband first married, I baked a few potatoes in the ashes. You just pull out that sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Pull out the hot ashes with just a few coals in them and bury them in them hot ashes and just keep hot ashes pulled up on it right next to your fire, close to the on the hearth kind of. You didn't pull it way out.
Mm-hmm.
And them potatoes are baking.
They taste better than what you get?
I don't know if they taste any better than I baked at the stove. Anyhow, they was dirtier. Ashes would be on and you'd have to brush it off, you know.
Uh-huh. What about what you'd cook in nowadays, if you were going to cook some eggs, say?
You mean today?
Uh-huh.